It's hard to believe that you're only 18 years old and you've been told you'll spend the rest of your life in this facility.
I believe it's possible that I can be here the rest of my life. I'm working on my peer to this day. In the bed.
If you believe that you can or you can't, you're right. Whichever one you choose, if you believe you can do it, you're right.
This is my sincere prayer. My name is Corey Frazier. I thank y'all for listening to my talk. I'm just a kid from Flint, Michigan. I pray that all y'all have a blessed day on purpose.
Welcome to the Corrected Felon Podcast with Inspire the Block. With me, your host, Inspire the Block. I pray that everybody's out there having a blessed day on purpose and listening land or viewing land. I don't care what you're going through. I just pray that, you know, in some kind of way, you figure out a way to have a really good day. You know, even if it's just you being nice or kind to somebody else, just find out how to, you know, to have a real, real good day. Because a lot of times situations that we come into or that we deal with, we can dictate the energy of it by shifting something good inside of it. I don't give a damn what's going on. Just try to shift some good in it to keep your mental health great and good and steady moving in the direction that it's supposed to. I just, you know, trying to have a blessed day on purpose. So that is my sincere prayer to everybody out there viewing and listening land. Please subscribe, like, comment, and share the Corrected Felon Podcast. To salute to all those that's already doing it, all the subscribers, you know, everybody that tune in, time in and out, that likes to leave a comment, you know, give me a thumbs up or a subscriber. I appreciate all y'all, because without y'all, the Corrected Felon Podcast wouldn't even be what it is. So I want to thank everybody there. Once again, please subscribe, like, comment, and share the Corrected Felon Podcast. Over here at the Corrected Felon Podcast, man, I like to engage in conversations that is, you know, conversations that need to be had. You know, conversations that if we were sitting around with a nice drink, especially having it with intelligent people, like, we'll have some real conversations. That's what I like to do over here at the Corrected Felon Podcast, just have real conversations. All the views and opinions, beliefs are mine, so you more than welcome to differ if you don't like what I say on here. Then if you don't, just don't tune in, tune out. You know, don't come over here trying to be all crazy in the comments, because some of y'all be doing that just because you differ on what I'm saying. So, and especially tonight, I think a lot of people going to disagree with what I'm going to talk about. And let's just dive right off into it. Right now, we hear this often repeated phrase. This is the most important election of our lifetime. Every 4 years, we hear it. And every 4 years, we get engaged in this political process and deciding who's going to be the next president of the United States. Right? This is one of these processes over here in America that we get so involved with that, especially nowadays, people will give their life for the president. I ain't talking about the Secret Service members. No, I'm talking about average American, poll working ass Americans that is so entrenched politically here in America. And we at a peak now to where we all understand that it's going to be between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Just that simple. Donald Trump versus Joe Biden once again. And the stage is set. And now at this time right now, during this process, a lot of different people is being courted by politicians for their vote. And particularly one that I have an allegiance to, and that is the Black community. Right? They calling for us. They call it in droves. We're having conversations politically. Black people ready to reelect Joe Biden. You got a lot of growing number of people that's ready to, for the first time, vote for Donald Trump, you know, so we can change the trajectory of this country. We can change the narrative. You know, like, this is ready. This is about to go down on November 2nd or the 4th, 4th or the 2nd, which one? I don't know. It's one of the two. But, and right now in America, we hurting. And we all understand this. We hurting. It's not a secret, you know. But specifically the Black community, like, we really, really getting beat up. And a lot of time we getting beat up, and I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be honest, from our own doings. When I think about the black community, it has to come a point in time to where we're going to take full responsibility and ownership of our problems. But one thing about our problems, and this is through experience, is that a lot of them were man-made. We didn't just pop out one day and become this kind of people. Like, we've always been a thriving, evolving people into something great from the time that we've been here in America. But if you look at the black community right now, man, it's kind of fucked up. I ain't gonna lie about it. Crime, drugs, you name it, anything criminally is very, very high in the black community. I was once a part of that. I did over 17 years in prison, so I'm well aware of what's going on in the black community. I live in the black community. I'm from Flint, Michigan. I live here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm always in the community. This is why I fight so much and fight the way that I fight for it, because I believe and love the black community. I do not believe that juveniles should be sentenced to die in prison. This is my purpose in life. My mission is to make sure that every person that was sentenced as a juvenile to die in prison get the opportunity to be free again. Because I was that. But that's another conversation for another day. But that is a political conversation that we need to be having. And we need to be having that real soon. Because like I said, these young people need to have an opportunity. They're not, probably most of them not young no more, but a lot of them need to have, most of them need the opportunity to be free again. They went in at a very young age. And most of them right now have done a lot of time. So I think this is something that needs to be changed in America. But this is one of those situations to where this issue that I just talked about can be had politically. So there is some political connection to it. So therefore, I have a reason to be involved politically in the conversation here in America, because I think that political things need to happen within the changes. Political changes need to happen in the black community. But the thing that I want to talk about today on the Correct the Felon podcast is this here. When it comes to my vote, the black vote, the vote that's well dedicated and yoked and very, very loyal to the Democratic Party. Like, I'm somebody that I voted for Joe Biden the last time. He wasn't my choice. He just ended up getting the nomination and I ended up voting for him. But Bernie Sanders was the guy that I was behind. And then when the election, it was time for the election, I voted, when I went inside that booth, I voted for Joe Biden. Even though I'm well aware of his history and his past. Like, I'm well aware of Joe Biden. I was part of the first generation of young boys who got caught up in the crime bill that Joe Biden crafted in the mid-90s. I was 17 years old when I got locked up. And it was a result of that is because of that legislation that was crafted by Joe Biden, signed by Bill Clinton, and enacted into law, and states adopted the law. So I'm well aware of Joe Biden's history. I think one of the reasons we didn't question it is because we were so caught up in the ideal of Barack Obama being a black president. So we didn't even question that. We were just too much focused on him. So we didn't, you know, do our history. But I knew it. And I voted for Joe Biden for two reasons. The first one, I'll be the first to admit, they demonized the shit out of Donald Trump in the media. They demonized the shit out of him, made us scared of him. Because in when he ran against Hillary Clinton, I didn't even vote at all. And I wasn't into my purpose at that time. I didn't really know what I wanted to do in life, like I know now. So I didn't, you know, I didn't even really get involved. Didn't care. But I did vote when him and Joe Biden ran against each other. Also, too, I didn't like Hillary Clinton, so I'll admit that. Didn't give a damn who won. But didn't care for her. But, yeah, I was, the media demonized Donald Trump, and I couldn't fathom another 4 years. Even though the 4 years that lived up under him, it wasn't that bad at all. I felt like he needed to be gone. I didn't really get too caught up in, what was that, January 6th? You know, that was something that happened. I know it was bad in the country, but I didn't have that kind of connection to that. It didn't play a major part in my life. So I don't hold that against him. Even though it was some crazy shit, I didn't care, really, pretty much. So I'm being honest with y'all. Don't judge me on that. But and the other reason why I voted for Joe Biden was because, like I said, I was a Bernie Sanders supporter. And when he got to South Carolina and Brother Clyburn, what is the congressman from South Carolina, inspired his campaign, gave it life. Jim Clyburn gave it life, reignited it, and he ended up getting the nomination. And when he got the nomination, for the first time in my 46 years of living, and especially kind of like paying attention to politics, Joe Biden was the first person that I believe spoke directly to Black people when he got the nomination. He did. Go look it up. You can Google it. And he said when he gets to the White House, Black people, he wasn't going to forget us. And I'm like, damn, okay, now, you know, I'm kind of liking this talk. Maybe I stepped into the booth and did the right thing. Maybe for once, this Democratic Party is really, really going to look out for Black people. And now, we at the end of, you know, this presidential cycle of Joe Biden, I'm asking the question now, is Black people better off? Are we better off? Has the needle moved in any way for Black people politically in this country? Like, have we gotten anything tangible from this administration on a federal level? Have we received anything that has made our lives better? And when I'm talking about received anything, I'm talking about something specific, nothing that we have to share with any other ethnic group. And what I mean by that, for example, there was legislation passed for the Asian community. That's specifically for them. You can't be a Black person in America and benefit from that legislation that was passed by them. You can try to craft it, but it's specifically for them, Asian hate. That's for them. That's just one example. I can keep going on and on and on, especially when it comes to legislation that was passed specifically for certain ethnic groups in our country. So what was given, or, you know, what legislation was passed that was given to Black people specifically that we can say is ours that we don't share with nobody? Has wages went up? You know, was there legislation passed to where employers would make more money so that they can pay employees? Like, what has happened specifically for Black people that has improved the lives of the community from the federal government? It's a question I'm asking. Just, you know, I'm asking it. And I'm asking it from a perspective as somebody that, once again, I am a registered Democratic voter. But over the past maybe 4 years, I've been learning about conservatism. And I've been understanding that I have a lot more conservative principles than I do progressive liberal. Now, that's not saying I'm going to go vote Republican. Nah, I ain't saying that, because I still haven't been able to hitch my wagon to the Republican Party based on all the antics and the shit that they do to this day. But I do understand conservatism. For me, growing up all my life, my mother was a long, dedicated Democrat. This is my first introduction to politics, is strictly from a Democratic perspective, living in Flint, Michigan. Never had the opportunity to really even figure it out for myself, because my mother never gave us a choice. She just gave us this, and this is what it was. I'm the oldest of five. I remember she told me when she stepped inside that booth, she vote Democratic straight ticket. Straight ticket. So, you know, growing up, this was the information, this was the energy that was given to me and my brothers and sisters, and we just became Democrats. But now that I'm older, now that I'm 46 years old, I've lived up under multiple presidential or lived under different presidents. The earliest I can remember is Ronald Reagan. And I've been in the black community my whole life, so I'm asking the question once again. How has the black community gotten any better these past 4 years up under Joe Biden? I really, really believe that the Democratic Party, and I know y'all about to get on me, y'all about to get mad and pissed off. A lot of y'all are going to agree, but I don't care. This is my beliefs, my opinions. They're mine. I'm entitled to them. Just because I don't agree with you don't mean I shouldn't think the way that I want to think. So once again, these are my beliefs, my opinions, and I'm going to keep it like that. But should we vote for Joe Biden this next presidential election? I mean, I'm just asking the question once again. Because for a very long time, the Democratic Party has treated us like a side chick. Every 4 years, we start to make a little noise, then boom, okay, we get a little attention. But once we satisfy the Democratic Party by keeping them in office, they go back to treating us like side chicks. The side dudes, side niggas, whatever you want to call it. But one thing for sure, two things for certain, the Democratic Party, man, they have not given us the same respect in return that we deserve. And this is well documented. Look at your own life. Especially for those that are older. Ask yourself. I just think that it comes a point in time to where we really got to do something different in the community, especially when it comes to our vote, because we just give our fucking vote away every goddamn year. We just give it away. And they got to come a point in time to where, like, you know, our vote has to become currency, especially to this Democratic Party. Like, it has to become, it has to have some meaning. It do. It has to be some meaning. We can't just keep giving our vote away to them and getting nothing in return. I don't care what level we on. I know we like to glorify and pay attention to the national level of politics, but there is something called the local and the state that you need to be paying more attention to than anything, because the local and the state has the direct, the biggest and the most impact on your goddamn life. Yeah, these the ones, people that create the laws that you have to live by every day. The federal government don't care about zoning in your city, in your state. But your city or state, if you wanted to open a business, you have to make sure it's zoned for that. And those are laws on a local and state level. So these are the politics that we really, really need to pay attention to. Hell with all that the president and the representatives on a national level. We shouldn't give that as much energy and attention that we should. We need to be doing that with our school board of education. Yeah. Our state representatives. These are the ones that we really, really need to be getting behind and putting a foot to ass and making a real serious point, not this national shit that we get every 4 years. So that's my question. I'm not saying do or don't. I know what I'm going to do. But to each his own. Everybody do what they want to do. Everybody's adults. You don't have to get over emotional about this particular process. Like if somebody come in my proximity and we having a conversation and they say, I'm voting for Donald Trump, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't get all upset. Okay, you have every right to do that. If somebody says, I'm voting for Joe Biden, okay, you do what the hell you want to do. It's not that deep, not that serious to me. That's the beauty of being in America, that we have that freedom to do that which we want to do, pretty much. As long as it's not criminally towards somebody else. So, once again, should we be giving our vote to the Democratic Party? Or how do we make a statement? How do we make our vote mean something to the Democratic Party? Do we not show up this year?